I've decided to cash in on TV's reality show trend, and I have several ideas, but they may need a little work, you know, before I approach the networks. Here's what I'm working on. This first idea grew out of Survivor, but I have a new twist. You put 12 people on a barren island, and you let them starve to death. You make sure they get no food, but you provide plenty of fresh drinking water. You don't want them to die of thirst. You want them to starve to death. Now that would be entertaining enough, but here's the fun. You make sure half the contestants are large, aggressive, physically fit individuals, and the other half are small, mild-mannered, and physically weak. Then you wait them out and see who survives. And more fun than that, you watch how they survive. The show is called Guess Who's for Dinner. The only part I haven't decided yet is whether to provide utensils. Here's another idea I think has a pretty good shot with the networks. Maniac on Drugs. Each week you put a different homicidal maniac in a van filled with assault rifles, and you provide him with large amounts of speed, crack, acid, and PCP. Then you just let him drive around New York City for several days, and you videotape everything he does. Naturally, you clear all this with the police so they don't interfere with the smooth flow of the show. At the end of 13 weeks, you take all the maniacs, give them a fresh supply of drugs, and turn them loose at Disney World with rocket-propelled grenades. Huh? Actually, now that I think about it, this idea is too good for the networks. I'm going to put it on pay-per-view. Here's a variation for the finale, in case the Disney people get squeamish. You give the maniacs the same drugs, but instead of grenade launchers, you go back to the assault rifles. Everything's the same, but this time you put them on an ordinary non-stop passenger train from New York to Los Angeles. You strap video cameras to their heads, and you let them run loose on the train, allowing them to befriend the other passengers. Remember, it's non-stop. No one can get off. I guarantee you'd get some really great footage. By the way, to save a little money, this could also be done on a Greyhound bus. But you'd need a really good driver who isn't easily distracted. Here's the show I'm the proudest of because it took the most thought. I call it Lucky Bachelor. Our chosen guy is selected from letters sent into the show. In step one, the Lucky Bachelor is sent out on three separate occasions to pick up women in cheap bars and bring each of them to a hotel where he tries to fuck them. If they go along easily, he then convinces them to commit a perverted act involving a floor lamp, a woodpecker, and a box of rubber bands. An act most people would consider completely depraved. All this activity is videotaped. In step two, we stop three men at random on the street, show them the videos, and ask them which of the women the lucky bachelor should marry. That woman is called the designated bride. We then ask the two losing women to vote on which one of the three random street guys looks like the best fuck. That guy is called the designated best fuck street guy. In step three, we take the two losing street guys and the two losing bar girls and feed them near-fatal doses of aphrodisiacs, put them in thong bathing suits, and turn them loose in an adult sex shop with unlimited credit. This footage, strictly an added feature, could possibly be some of the liveliest on the show. Now, the alert listener is probably wondering what happened to our original lucky bachelor. Well, in step four, we arrange for him and the designated best fuck street guy to stage a bare-knuckle fistfight to the death in the center aisle of St. Peter's in Rome during a papal high mass. The two men must keep fighting until one of them dies. It's important to the show. As a side feature, we keep a camera trained on the Pope, and every time he falls asleep during the fight, we give the guys an extra $100. The reason it's important that one of the two men dies is because the next day, in the same church, we're going to hold step five, a combination wedding and funeral. The loser of the fight gets the funeral. The winner gets to marry the designated hotel fuck bride, with the remaining losing bar and hotel participants serving as bridesmaids and pallbearers. We then give the newlyweds all the leftover drugs from Maniac on Drugs and send them on a honeymoon to some nice conservative golfing resort on Hilton Head Island, where they're required to take large amounts of drugs and 2 weeks of golf and tennis lessons. This next one is my makeover show. My working title is Try Looking Like That for a Change. You start by picking three incredibly beautiful, successful supermodels. And then, against their wills, you sedate them, strap them down, and subject them to extensive plastic surgery. You give them big misshapen noses, sagging eye bags, and plenty of wrinkles and drooping skin on their faces. Then you pump enough fat into their asses, hips, and thighs to make them really unhappy. When they come out of the anesthesia, the audience yells, "Try looking like that for a change!" I'm so excited about this one that I'm working on a variation that involves involuntary sex change surgery.